last couple possessions, like they're going to try to be more aggressive and make things happen. And if they can do that, this game could be real tight down the stretch.
You're right, and USA is doing a good job. They're forcing her to shoot way out at the top of the paint, just under the free throw line. But her and Hendricks both. Now, Ryan could have probably taken one more dribble and had her beat, but she tried to make that. She kind of makes a baby hook shot in there. It's a patented little move she has. But she got to the free throw line and made them both, and they're only down by three now. So, hey, where do you win and lose games, Coach?
Oh, free throw line every single time.
Yep. And most times you can look at the score of the game and see if you were in the ball game or contention. Anybody that played for me will remember those killers we ran.
I'm not sure what they called. They called the Cassidy Cassidy foul, but I didn't see theirs. It was number 32. They called that on Carly Hendricks.
And that was a reach-in foul. They're kind of a chippy foul. She shouldn't have picked that one up, but first drew her into that, I believe. That was a little pushback from the other end down there, and I think she got the best of it. Rao went way high for that rebound. She was so high that when she came down, she couldn't get her feet down. She lost control of it. Now the shot goes back up by first. Her shot short. McKenzie, Megan Parrish gets it and dribbles out of a double team down low to find an open Rao, but Rao has it go off her foot. That goes right to the hand of Chambers, right back to Rao, and Rao gets it up and off the glass to make the basket. That would make America's playoff
video. What great recognition, though. Chambers stayed with it, and she saw that the ball was going to take a funny bounce off Valentine's foot, and she caught it and passed it right to Raul on a backdoor shot.
It was great, and that shot went up there by Valentine, had it altered by Raul, and Raul managed to control it now and brought it down the court.
10 seconds ago, Cassidy has a chance to either tie this or take the lead heading into the fourth quarter.
And they're calling out, getting it set where they wanted it. And I hate to say this, but Megan Parrish telegraphed and pointed exactly where she was going to throw that ball, so it wasn't too hard there for Ewald to knock it out of bounds.
Yeah, she saw that coming the whole way, and she's lucky it was just a deflection and not a steal.
3 seconds to go here, 25-23, Cassidy with the ball in the third, and a long one by McKenzie Parrish. It's short, and we're going to end the third quarter with USA leading 25-23 over the Lady Redhawks. We'll be back right after this.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Mike McNeil. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And we're back here, just moments away from starting the fourth quarter at Harbor Beach High School, Class C Girls District Semifinal in USA, holding the slim 2-point lead, 25-23. And they will have the possession coming out of the quarter break here. And it should be an interesting fourth quarter, Sue, with this game kind of going back and forth. USA's held a lead as much as 6 here in the third quarter, but Cassidy's trimmed it to 2 at the end of the fourth, and it should be a great finish, hopefully, here at Harbor Beach High School.
Do you think we could go in overtime, maybe?
There's always that possibility.
Hey, I just want to remind everybody that if you don't get to make it down to the high school finals a lot of times in any of the sports, the Michigan High School Athletic Association has all the games that come on Fox Sports, all the championship games that come on. So check the Fox Sports Michigan High School Athletic Association website or the Fox Sports channel to see the updates for any of these tournaments, boys, girls, hockey, all those different ones, and they do carry those games. You can get on there and see them if you can't get down there to watch them.
You know, one quick comment on that. There's a lot of fans that, even though they might not be huge basketball fans, that go down to the finals just to experience it, and it really is a great experience. So if you ever get the opportunity, I highly recommend it.
And they come out there, and both teams had chances for shots here at opening in the fourth quarter, and it wasn't. They're both really sloppy offense and defense on both sides right now.
I got a quick stat here for you, Sue. In the third quarter, USA shot 33%, 206. Cassidy only shot 10%, 1 of 10. With those free throws, they were able to keep it to a 2-point game. So once again, proving the free throws are very important.
Both teams have caused the other team to rush their shots, rush their passes. There's nothing like the controlled passing we had in the first half of this game. Everybody's rushing. It's like everybody's trying to rush, throw, pass. They're not dribbling well. They're not passing well on either sides here. It's really gotten sloppy.
Another thing that could be key down the stretch, that was the 18th foul committed there by USA. Carly Henderson shoot a 1-1, but they're going to shoot one and one or two shots the rest of the way here with over 7 minutes to go, so that could prove to be a huge factor if Cass City can hit their free throws.
You know, and they come in as a team. Cass City does, shooting 60%, and Hendricks comes in, I believe she's a 70% free throw shooter, and if they're going to keep pounding it inside, we've seen her making them, and we've seen Logan Rao make hers. And the second one's good, and like you just said, Brent, right on cue there. You know, you're so smart. We tied the ball game up at 25-25, and here comes the full court pressure from Cass City. Chambers gets beat on the back side by Bitzer. Bitzer gets it down. She looks to get it to Faust at the top. Faust finds a wide open. Oh, not wide open. Logan Rao steps in there with another defensive move as they try to get it inside.
What a great defensive move on Logan Rao. She was in good position. She used her length. Her arms are so long that she was able to get her arm around, deflect that ball, catch her own deflection, and then pass it back to Megan Parrish.
I'd like to see her get in the weight room over the summer. And, man, she gets in the weight room, she could be a big, big difference maker for Cass City next year.
You should see her hit a volleyball. She can really smoke that thing across the net.
It's like, you know, she doesn't look like she has a lot of upper body strength and stuff, but you can see that she has good control of her body. You get her in the weight room like some of these college kids do, and just a little bit of weight room. We saw that when we ran our summer programs, how much of a difference that makes. Wow, she'd really be a big difference. And speaking of fouls, there's another foul on Miranda First. That's her first, team's ninth, and that shot there by Clifton was no good. Chambers, I take that back. Clifton's not in. That was Chambers. That was an easy off-the-block shot there by First.
Way too easy. She took that ball, dribble, drove, and you got to do a better job of defending that.
And USA reclaims the lead at 27-25, 6:22 to go in the ballgame. Kansas City with the ball. Skip pass all the way across the court to Chambers. Shania Chambers goes into the paint. Her shot's no good. Rebound tips around, but Gremmel manages to get a hold of it over an outstretched wall.
Great job by Jessica Gremmel, who's probably outside by 3 or 4 inches of getting that rebound.
Great throw there by Ewald. She realized that Kansas City wasn't quite all the way back and found a wide-open first on the low block trailing in there. Nice play by them to get the trailer back by USA.
4-point lead. I'll be curious if Lloyd, Coach Schinner, decides to take a time out here or just let them run and see what happens.
Well, right now he looks like he's going to let it go, but there's a kick by, and Cass City manages to get it back, and I really think he needs a timeout. Cass City looks tired.
They look a little out of sorts, tired, and you know, if they should miss a shot here and USA was to score, it could really be lights out, so I think he's got to be real careful here.
McKenzie gets it to Rao. Rao drives in off the free throw line, makes a nice two dribble, and had herself set really nice over Gremmel there. Makes it 29-27. USA still with the lead. Here comes a man-to-man full court. It still works. Chambers up to the middle.
Just an outstanding play on the other end of Rao, recognizing what she had and pulling up for about a 8-10-foot jump shot.
And there you can see the tiredness. Parrish let Butcher get all the way around her, and Rao helped out. And Kansas City's tired. You talked about whether this was, excuse me, you talked about whether this was going to come down to attrition and who was going to be able to hold out and how much it's going to be depth-wise on the benches. And it's showing a little bit on the Kansas City part right now, because Parrish was playing great defense on Bitzer, and she literally dribbled right around her down into the block, and Rao helped out. But
they're going to give that ball to Megan Parrish, but you're right, Clifton isn't going to step in for Cass City, but she's going to give Chambers a blow. But I still think the two Parrishes and Rao haven't come off the court in the district, so that, at some point that tends to catch up to you.
Yes, it does, and I don't think Hendricks has been out tonight, has she?
I don't believe she has either.
So 30-27 is the USA lead. First to second shot's up and was no good. First one was good. Rao with the rebound. She finds McKenzie Parrish. You know, it's one thing when you're playing in a normal size gym, but when you're playing with this extra 10 feet, that makes a big difference. And it's tipped away by USA out of bounds. Cassidy's going to maintain control right in front of their bench. Ashlyn Van Hoos checked in, the 5'7 sophomore for USA.
She's going to give First a break, but I would be pretty confident saying that First will not be on the bench for very long.
No, I don't think so either. I got to agree with you there.
She's been playing fantastic the second half. I think Coach Bitzer just wanted to give her a little breather for the final stretch.
There's that hook shot. Rao just took it from the right block into the center of the paint, made that left-handed hook shot, and laid it up off the glass.
What is so amazing about her, for those of you who can't see in the radio, she's a right-handed shooter, but that left-handed hook is so patented and so impressive. It's very tough to defend.
And she uses the glass. So she makes it 30-29, USA with the lead. USA puts up the shot there by Valentine, and it was no good. I take that back. That was by Van Hoost, and it was no good. Rebound was brought up the court there by Cass City, and that was Rao. Rao gets the pass inside. She's triple-teamed. She throws it back out to Megan Parrish for the three. No good. Mackenzie Parrish gets the long rebound on the opposite side, but it's going to be tipped away by USA. It's going to stay Cassidy Ball underneath. 4:01 to go here in the ball game. USA with the lead, 30-29 over Cassidy. Cassidy with the ball.
This is going to be interesting field these last 4 minutes finish. Even though USA seems like they have control a little bit,